It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. Guys who couldn't make it as carnival ticket takers, it's somehow. It's Patch and Switch.
I've got so many windows open, I don't know which one I'm supposed to look at, where the chat is. I think I can send some hearts and stuff like that now.
Can you send some hearts?
I got some. Oh yeah, there's some hearts from Patch and Switch now. I think it's working.
I just see a blinky thing that says live and a blank screen.
Yeah, yeah, that works. That works too.
And you see, we apparently lost something.
Oh,
was
PowerPoint?
We lost PowerPoint for a second.
Lost PowerPoint.
We're back.
I think it's back, right?
We're back. Who the heck are you? Is what I'm.
I don't know.
You finally showed up for work one day.
I did,
and then decided to come over to Patch and Switch. We'll have something to Patch and Switch.
It's chaos. About 30,000 miles in the last 21 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just did the emoji. Wow.
Yeah. I see your emojis that are flying across the bottom of the screen.
I love it.
I still don't actually see a video, but that's okay.
You're not supposed to see the video.
No, it's fine. I'm just trying to look and see who's actually here.
See? That's what I got.
Yeah, you got it? See?
See?
Oh, I got spinny disc. Yeah.
You're in the right spot.
Okay, good.
You got it.
Anyway, hey. So good to be back. It feels like I've never left.
I have to say, we do a shout out.
We do a shout out to
Mr. Jay Flow and Jay Shock originally for keeping us on track and honest a while ago, and you know, locked us out of the room and then put on a show when we were both away.
Yeah,
I was in Vegas. You were in Australia or DC or I don't know.
No, I was in New York City.
New York City.
Get around.
And then our good friend Pierre Roman, stopped by last episode, and now you're here.
Yep.
And so you're back.
So yeah, big shout out to everybody who covered. Well, I traveled the universe.
We are going to try to make this regular. We'll see. And I just actually taught the engineering, audio engineer, how to schedule a live video post.
Oh.
So that people can actually put a reminder in their calendar for this ever important episode every 2 weeks.
And the audio engineer was finally given access.
Yeah.
I didn't JIT. See, that was the problem. I didn't JIT to get my access.
Right.
Oh, you got a JIT, dude.
I know.
It was not definitely in time at all. He was late. He was lit.
He was what?
I didn't
late in time. Does that work? Long in time.
I'm actually this. Our good friend Morgan has joined the chat room.
Oh wow!
I thought he was supposed to be on a plane. Isn't he supposed to be on a plane?
He's probably in business class. Got his feet up. He's flying somewhere over top of the Atlantic Ocean or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Flying over top of China. How do they do that route anyway?
China.
I don't think you go over China to go from South Africa to the.
Maybe they go under the world and back up again or something like that. I don't know. I have to check the flight details. He is on his way from the South Africas.
The South Africas. They actually have a "the" in front
of
them.
Yes, the South Africas. Okay. Coming back. It's a Friday. I have two coffees next to me.
Both without lids.
Both without lids. One is half full. And the idea is that I can refresh this one.
Oh, this frightens the crap out of me.
Yeah, especially like since that. My Surface Pro's over there next
to me. There
we
go.
Yeah.
Now I have a fresh coffee.
Oh, well, congratulations. I just have one, and it's branded. I probably should move it off camera.
Nice. Nah,
it's all good. Everybody knows. If you spend any time with me, it's generally there's a coffee cup in my hand. So.
It's a black, tall Americano, or grande Americano with two sweeteners.
Or if you are anywhere outside of the United States, it's not an Americano. It's a long black.
Long black.
A long black, yes. The difference. Do you know the difference between an Americano and a long black?
No.
So it's an Americano.
Is it drip coffee?
No, it's espresso and water.
Espresso and water.
Right. But most baristas in the U.S., when they make an Americano, they create the espresso first. So they put the cup under, mix
put
the espresso,
shots,
and then they put the water on top. Which
mixes it.
You get a little crema on top of the espresso. Well, that it gets jacked up when you do it that way.
Oh, okay.
So a long black is essentially just the water first and then the espresso on top. And
got
then
it.
The crema.
Got it.
And which I ruin anyway because I put sweetener in it.
And so. Then you stir it and it just all goes away.
Yeah. But that's all right.
Lovely.
That's all right. There's no puppies.
No, there's
were there,
a
pup- were there puppies last
there's
episode?
A puppy last week. Happy to report that Bailey has passed all of her surgical stuff that she was doing. Her teeth have been extracted, her leg has been fixed, and Band-Aid's been removed, and stitches removed as well. In fact, she greeted me this morning with a empty Chipotle burrito tray. Apparently, okay. Riley got into the garbage last night, pulled out a burrito tray that we had from dinner last night because we ate out. And then he left that, or she took it, or he left it on the ground, one or the other.
Yeah.
And then seeing this little puppy this big with a burrito tray that is this big running around with it in the air to greet you is rather funny. So she's having a happy day right now licking the bottom of that burrito tray.
Oh, okay.
Because she also takes them and hides under places you can't get to. So I got tired of chasing her. She'll fit her butt underneath the smallest of enclosures. It's funny. Yeah. There's a couch in the back room where my son has his bedroom, and the couch used to be tall enough that when she was smaller, she'd go right underneath it. Now she's bigger. You actually see her back legs splay out as she kind of wiggles her way underneath the couch. And that's one of her hiding spots.
Our friend Morgan is waiting to board, and the seating class that he is sitting in has a whiskey menu.
A whiskey menu?
Yes.
Yeah, see. You guys, you're traveling the world at the higher end now. Not cattle class anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure. I mean, well, he's got it. That's on his dime, right? Because he's moving.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think that's on his dime.
Wow.
It isn't on ours. Anyway.
So
yeah,
this is the episode.
I've been traveling the world.
Yeah? Mm. Where were you last week?
This week?
This week? Last week?
This week. This week.
Yeah.
It's still the week, right?
The week's
it's
over.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
You don't go back to work after the show, do you?
Yes.
I thought we were allowed just to head home after the show.
No. Well, oh. Maybe in your job.
No, no. I thought you gave me permission to. So I was always
Well, I
home.
Give you permission, but I don't know what Corey thinks about it. I was in the Vegas.
The Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Were you spinning tunes at the Aria or something like that, or what?
At the Aria? No. No, I was at the Gartner IAM Summit.
I thought you were attending reInvent.
No.
Because that's at Vegas too, isn't it?
It was in Vegas, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I thought you were doing like spy work at reInvent.
The audio engineer just about choked on his coffee over there.
I saw the translation on the open okay. captions for the Gartner IAM conference.
Okay.
Nice.
The Gartner Identity and Access Management Conference.
Nice. So you weren't at reInvent.
No.
What's the Gartner conference? Were you talking?
No, I was meeting with a lot of partners that do identity.
You were doing charades and mime with the partners. You weren't talking with them.
Nope, because I had no voice after about the second day.
Nice.
Well, so you know what it's like at a conference and a very loud conference center, and you're trying to talk over everybody, and then dinners are in very loud restaurants and receptions
are
in very loud lounges.
It's the thing that we get hit with whenever we go to a conference
yes.
where I always lose my voice, and you, for some reason, don't.
Oh,
I don't know.
I'm lucky I actually have a voice today because yesterday on the plane, just trying to order a soda.
I'll have the green bean salad, please.
They serve food on your flights? They don't on mine.
No, for me, it is the fruit and cheese plate. $9.
Yes.
I had a nice meal coming back from New York.
Well, yeah, you sit in the first classes.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
It's on his own dime.
Fit in the other class.
It's on his own dime. It's funny. My daughter actually, last weekend shopping groceries, we had been in Vegas before, and she actually asked, could we make a fruit and cheese plate? So I'm like, okay, well, let's go over to the cheese section. How about some of this high mountain cheddar cheese and some of this nice brie over here and some of this gouda over there, and then let's get some grapes.
I'd love me some smoked gouda.
And then some nice crackers and apples, and I'm like, here you go, chop, chop, chop. There you go.
I want to thank Morgan.
She didn't pay me the $9 I was looking for, but she got the fruit and cheese plate.
I do have to thank Morgan for calling me out on the chat room. He says, whatever, Joey's office is usually empty after the show.
Oh, nice.
But I'm here. I'm just in meetings. So I was in Vegas, speaking with a lot of partners. It was a great week. I was doing Morgan's job as well, not to call him out, but
no,
he was like
working.
Moving
no,
his
working.
House or something. Yeah. I saw the photos of a big truck with a big container on it. And his house.
I saw lots of stuff wrapped in bubble wrap.
Yeah,
yeah, and cardboard.
So while he's moving across, because I did manage to get Mr. Morgan to come over and join my team, and move over to the States. And so while he was doing that, I was off helping him out and doing some work with his partners and meeting some new partners that are now will be my partners as we proceed through the world of recruiting some of our solution integrators to do Azure Active Directory deployment. So that's what I've been spending.
That's your in the all trenches of this time story?
Doing.
That's in the trenches story.
I did the same thing in Sydney. Okay. I did the
How long were you in the Sydneys for?
4 days.
So basically, you took a day and a half to fly there.
Yep.
You then were there for 4 days and a day and a half to fly back.
Oh, and I flew, but I didn't fly back. I flew to Dallas, jumped over to Austin, delivered a session on IT futures and you know cloud stuff for another partner there. Had a meeting and then flew from Austin back to Seattle. Somehow managed to wake up the next morning to go to a dance competition and spend the day inside of a high school gym. And I survived that. And then Sunday.
Down. I think I invited you to do some beer maintenance and you said no.
I was like, I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
I don't know where I am.
Speaking of puppies, you apparently have a new puppy.
Apparently I do.
And you had no idea until you arrived home.
I was in New York City. So again, my 30,000 miles in 20 some odd days. I was in New York City for several days. Might as well just say a big thank you to Mary Jo Foley, who I met up with. We went to the Rattle and Hum.
Rattle and Hum East. Or
East.
West?
We did East. However, West was near to my hotel. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to get there.
Did you get the tots?
Did not get the tots. Oh. We had a lot of different various beer.
Yes.
And getting to experiment with sours.
She did have a sour, actually. I believe it was a sour that she had. Anyway, I had several very good beer. They were bringing... she knows everybody there.
When she walks in, do they go, MJ?
Yeah, pretty much.
They do.
They do.
They really do.
Everybody comes over to the table.
Nice.
But I had a great time there. Great time in New York. Longest I've actually been in the city. Normally, I'm just there.
I still get to make it
to a meeting and then stay overnight and then get up the next morning and get in the car to the airport and fly out. So that's the longest time I'd spent in the city. And I had a fantastic time. Saw a couple shows in the evenings that I actually got lucky and got lottery for. So I just kind of went up or do rush tickets. So there was two theater and two shows that were right near my hotel. And the way my meeting schedules were is I was able to actually just stand in their rush lines before I go to my meetings because it was just right on the way. And I'm like, a cheap $35 ticket. And
hey, look, there's a queue. I'm going to go stand in it.
Yes, exactly it. Exactly.
Very
it.
British.
So was in New York City, and when I arrived home, puppy.
Nice.
So I have I think she is now 12 weeks old, yellow lab puppy. Her name is Rosie.
Nice. Rosie the puppy.
Rosie the puppy.
Rosie.
Yes. When is she going to be finished with her shots and stuff?
My dogs can come over and visit. Booster today, and then another one in a fortnight.
So a fortnight or so, and then after that we can come over?
After that, yep.
Right on.
After that they can, she's, yep. She's pretty awesome.
She's probably already bigger than Bailey. So,
Easily. She's double the size that she was when we got her. When I came home from Vegas, I'm like, this dog has changed, and I've only been gone for 4 days.
Nice.
So, yeah. And let's see. Yeah, the past month has been a complete blur.
Do you have more travel between now and Christmas?
I have one more trip, Dallas, Austin. That's it.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be my last trip.
And then they just sprung another one on you.
Well, no, when I was in Vegas, I met a partner and they need me to come down and do a training for their sales folks on just kind of the benefits, the AAD benefits and how to do some of that stuff there. So I'm going to jump down to Dallas and then pop over to Austin because we have some customer visits happening there. I'm going to try to get a partner visit in. And then I am going to be done for the rest of the year. I do understand we have a show.
Yes.
On the 15th of December.
Are you going to be here? That's what I'm trying to get to.
So I haven't booked the travel yet. If I can get on that late flight out of Austin back to Seattle on Thursday, I will be here Friday morning.
Okay, so.
I will do is I'll take that. No, I can't take the later Friday flight because I have to be home for basketball. Right. We'll see.
Okay, so
The Wi-Fi doesn't allow me to do the show,
No,
just so you know.
Definitely not.
Wi-Fi on the plane, no.
That would be the last show of the year. and would also potentially be our Christmas show, holiday show.
Technically,
the Festivus show.
Have a New Year's show.
No.
No, you're not going to do that.
No, I'm,
no. From the 15th until the 4th, I'm done, dude.
Yeah, okay. I'm the same.
All right.
I'm the same. I've got in-laws. No, not in-laws. I got regular laws.
You got regular laws?
Regular laws coming in.
Instead of outlaws?
Yeah, instead of outlaws.
I want to hang out and not be traveling and not be in a hotel and not be on an airplane.
You know what? I want to brew beer.
We need to brew beer.
Yeah, I'm looking at everybody in this room right now. I want to brew beer. So,
well, you did.
I know, because I got tired of waiting, so I just went ahead and
brewed. Well, so you do realize that we had planned to do it that weekend.
No one was here. You weren't available.
I was here. I was here over Thanksgiving. The only reason I didn't ping you is you had just done a batch, and everything was in your brand new conical fermenter.
Yeah.
See.
That you almost blew up.
Miscommunications.
Which we'll talk about.
We'll talk about later.
Yeah. What about you? What has been here from the trench? Because my trenches are airplanes.
Your trenches are airplane and airplane rows. For me,
from this, the airplane. We're going to change the segment name.
Actually, today is the portion of planning that we call green light.
So is it like red light, green light, yellow light, stop?
So green light's happening today, where basically all the different teams have gotten together, done their planning collaboratively across teams and across different organizations, prioritized stuff, the end of the first section, the planning section, and then basically they now come back and they present it up to the LT to say, this is what we're going to be focusing on according to the stuff that we think we need to prioritize for our customers. And there's, you know, a certain balance of stuff that gets done and prioritized for work, and there's a certain balance of stuff that gets done as a experiment or doing agile stuff, and then there's stuff that's basically deferred until later, or unless it gets bubbled up to more priorities because they get adjusted throughout the whole cycle. And so our planning section is now almost done. Green light's about to happen today, which happens after this meeting I have to go to. And then I've been doing planning stuff to get ready for all sorts.
So do you have something? You have something on the agenda of green light then?
I do have two items on the green light, but I can't talk about what they
are. No, but I mean, hey,
it's a big thing.
Welcome to
the world of PMs.
Yes,
and I've also been supporting some of my other team members with some other activities that they've been doing as well. Like yesterday, I think I wrote 7 articles and published them specifically around cloud init. And how Cloud Init works on the Azure platform.
Were you using the Gits?
I was using the Gits and publishing and reviewers and all that sort of fun stuff, markdown languages, testing all the stuff inside of Cloud Init, inside of Cloud Shell, and those documents should be going live later this morning. As an enhanced, like before we had one document on Cloud Init, now we're going to have like a whole batch of them.
Nice.
There's some cool stuff that's going on in there.
Cool.
I don't do documentation anymore.
Yeah. Nice. It's a very important thing to do.
It absolutely is, as I spoke with several partners in Las Vegas. And yep. A lot of them are, you know, oh, well, we haven't looked at this in 18 months. Well, you know, something. Well, we had this whole thing. We don't understand what this feature is. I'm like, I've got an entire 14-page set of documentation on that. What? When did this come?
You have documentation?
And what? I'm like, yeah, my friend JFlow wrote it all.
There's
he did.
There's another the other thing I've been working on is actually been planning for a conference you might have heard of before. Tech Ready.
It's not called Tech Ready.
I know. It's now called Ready.
Mm. Winter. Winter Ready.
Winter Ready. Are you ready? Winter is coming.
Wow.
So that's the plan is kicked off of that one there.
Yes.
Doing the horse trading back and forth to be able to see what kind of sessions are important.
Did you get me any sessions this time?
Hey, man, you're not even in my track anymore, so I can't even help you there, unfortunately.
It's okay.
So it's a bunch of horse trading that goes on.
We actually had, I think we submitted 30 sessions.
Oh, yeah?
So it's more than just the one that we submitted last time.
So I have one that I submitted. I'll share. So in case you guys are wondering, Ready is an internal conference only. So think of it like as a Ignites, but for internals, people that are doing it from the field. And they've asked me to be the host of a panel because I did the host at Ignite for a panel with Rasinovich, Snover, which was an unknown guest, Corey.
I'm dropping
all those names.
Yeah, let me pick those up for you.
So they want me to do one of those again, but this time for the heads of all the different major pieces of compute, which would be interesting. So we've got the head of storage, got the head of networking, got the head of compute talking around about different stuff as a as an option. So that'll be fun. And you know, maybe who knows? Maybe that'll turn into a public session at some point in the near future for another conference coming up.
That would be fun.
Could be interesting. We'll see how.
You know, what would be fun is to have that panel on an episode of the program.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Like, Should we have guests on the show on a more regular basis? Like, we don't ask for guests, really. They just kind of ask to come on the show,
up.
Or they just show up, or they take over the show on the other.
Well, we do have the live show.
We have the live show during the conferences,
yeah.
Which we do. This is live right now. You know this is live, right? There's actually people watching.
Nobody told me
right
it was live.
No, it's live.
Oh. Safe travels, Morgan. Morgan's getting on the flight.
Oh, nice.
He said he'll have a drink for us. Or nice. Three.
So we could have guests and have them come on the show. We haven't done that much in the past. I don't know.
Maybe we just have special occasion guests.
Could do it.
Yeah, we've been threatening to have Mark Morrow on the show and Ned at the same time, could end up.
Is baseball still on right now?
No.
No, it's over.
Might be perfect to have him on the show then.
Exactly.
When did baseball end?
In October.
November, early November.
No.
October.
Neither of their teams won, did they?
I know this because the Houston Astros won
the championship. Oh, yeah, okay. And I remember, yes.
Remember being in their stadium, right?
I do.
Juice Box.
Yes. Minute Maid Park, the juice box.
Yeah.
I call it the juice box, yes.
I remember that. We were up in some cool areas. I think
we were down on the field.
I ran the bases.
And then you were chased out by security.
Right.
I've never seen you run so fast.
I actually got to wear my Astros shirt around New York and had
fun. Oh, nice.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, nice. I was in New York during the series. Caught the first inning of Game 7 with MJ. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, you need to go. And I actually, it's because I was watching the game and the entire rest of Rattle and Home appeared to be Dodgers fans.
Yep.
I went to an Astros bar in the Lower East.
There
which
you
was
go.
Fantastic.
You need to leave. Nice.
Yeah. And she's like, you need to go. I'm like, sorry. Yeah.
We should say hello to the people in the chat room because I think I don't know how to actually see who's all in there.
I don't either.
Yeah, we could scroll down, and if they've talked, they'd actually say something.
There used to be a way that I could actually see who's actually viewed, but apparently I can't.
One of these days, we'll figure out the social stuff.
So we've got Morgan and Pierre Roma.
Yeah. Joe Kelly's there,
too. Yeah, man, JK. Larry Law in the house to be, as is Scott. Ledwig has always made it by, at least until we...
get to the beer talk.
We get to the beer talk, and then he ignores us.
Steve Enns, Fair Britt.
Yeah, Fair Britt's here. Gilly's here. Who else do we have? J Flo in the house, and apparently the new Tilly. Is this a new Tilly? The new Tilly in production.
So this is the beta release of the new Tilly.
Okay,
I was mentioning this to J Shock earlier because the soul of the old Tilly has not been transferred to the new Tilly yet.
Oh, you haven't had the
Viking funeral or the dunking ceremony.
Okay,
so this is actually held up this way with a hack, a life hack. You can actually iron your hat to make it so that it makes the proper peak. But the hats have to be soaked together inside of a bucket of water and a secret mixture I can't tell you about for a period of 24 hours. And then the hat gets formed. And then the previous hat gets retired.
Okay.
Or Viking funeral, one or the other.
It sounds like a big process.
It is a process. And I did promise I am going to video the Viking funeral for those that want to watch.
Chuck Cocker's joined the room. He says hello, so we say hello back.
Right on. Are the most recent comments at the top or
yes,
the bottom?
They're at the
no,
top.
They're all over the
are
place.
They oh,
are they all
something?
Over?
Yeah.
I'm just, I can't figure the system out.
Yeah.
Well, it's the whole, every social media now.
They like to prioritize what they feel
exactly.
is important, right?
Instead of being a timeline, I just
want to have it so that it gives me the chronological timeline. I don't care if you insert ads in there. I can move them around. I just want to have a chronological timeline.
Sure.
As opposed to, here's a little bit of stuff. Here's some people you should follow. In case you missed this over the last 12 hours, here's a bunch of tweets. And then there's the stuff that starts.
Yeah.
And then it interrupts it again with something else. And then, like, it's like, I just want to have a nice flow. Even Instagram's doing that now, too.
Yeah, they're all doing it.
Third parties. Craziness.
All the socials.
One of these days, you'll actually have someone engaged full time to look after the socials for the Patch and Switch show.
We had somebody hired. They never showed up for work.
And they
no call, no show.
No. All they did was they took it and changed all of our passwords on all the accounts.
No, that wasn't the social media manager.
What was it? That was the security officer?
Yeah.
And I was not informed that we hired a security officer.
I wasn't informed we hired a security officer.
Apparently someone else did it for us. Remember?
They locked us out. Mm. Completely. They took over the show.
Nice.
They didn't take over the show. They just locked you out. We, J Flo and I just covered you.
Yeah. Nice. Like I said, we got locked out. So what the second segment of the show is?
Do you remember?
No.
Beer money.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh.
Beer money. Wait. Doing work for people for free. What have you been doing?
You've
been traveling, so you don't do beer money anymore.
Well,
I want to hear the story of you. Did you do beer money support for MJ?
I did not.
See, I'm surprised. You could have. Probably could have helped her out.
She didn't have any issues at the time I was there. No.
No?
No.
Oh, see, I thought she had some problems.
So this is the thing. When MJ and I sit down, we have conversations about things that are generally not tech-related.
No, I know. Same way.
It's all...
Generally beer-related.
It's all beer, what's going on, what's happening in the city. We talked a lot about New York City.
Oh, yeah?
She's like, well, we're next time I'm there, we're going to go visit some other haunts of hers, some other breweries. Apparently, Brooklyn is the place I need to go visit for some good tasty beverage.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a lot of tech discussed other than a few of her friends that she introduced me to. Now,
did you check in on the DR hat while you were there? Because she has the DR hat, you realize.
No, as I mentioned.
You're supposed to. Whenever you're in the same city, check in on the DR hat to make sure it's still functioning.
Well, so unfortunately, not everything is about you and your hat.
It's
exactly.
I just can't believe you didn't.
So I have,
Jared at least asks when he's there.
No, I don't.
You told me you did.
The one time you asked me to ask, I asked. I didn't ask her last Sunday.
I wasn't thinking about the DR hat when I was there. When you were there last week, Yeah. Did you see MJ last week?
I did.
Excellent.
We had plenty of beer.
Mm. At the Rattle and Hums?
At the Rattle and Hums.
Did you have the tots?
I not only had the tots, I had the tachos. Tot nachos. With the beer cheese on it.
Ooh. That sounds tasty.
Because Mary, MJ is a, she doesn't eat meat. So they gave me a side bowl of their chili that I could dip the tots in.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I was going to say...
So I have not done last night I did the kid's laptop. She brought it to me and she says every time I try to open up a search or go to a website, it brings up the certificate navigation error. It says that there's a security risk, and it was because the laptop had not been on in so long that the time and the date was completely incorrect.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to go in and fix that up. And once I did that, everything was fine. But that was the only beer money I've done. You have you been beer money?
I have been beer moneying, helping out a friend get her machine set up a bunch of new monitors, dual screen monitors, docking stations for her various laptops. She has a personal one and one for work. Beautiful, and I want to call them, what are they called? Infinity Edge, the Dell monitors that have like no bezel on them.
No bezel.
So that was the fastest and cheapest upgrade to have a really wonderful experience, was to get a couple of those. So she has two of those now. She is in the process of trying to get all of her pictures off her main desktop machine. I bought a new SSD for her main desktop machine. So doing that one there. And I'm still trying to figure out about how to properly wire my own internal network wiring closet cable. I think we had to talk about this last time. But I need to turn in my IT Pro card because my wiring is so horrific inside of my house for the media closet that I have.
So yours looks like the picture that we have on Patch and Switch.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So I got to fix that up.
I'll be
working on that one there. And then we're having a constant discussion because it is Christmas time coming up.
And it is the holiday,
right? So all my kids have gone in and they've started to do their own lists of things they like to have from Santa Claus. I noticed one of the items that's come up on one of my daughter's lists is an iPad Pro.
What's like, the budget like at your place?
Well, that's one thing I asked her and told
things
her
come in at over a K, right?
You know, I'm like, I don't understand. She's convinced that the iPad Pro will make it so that she's able to take notes in class better.
Oh, jeez.
Then what?
I don't know.
Then OneNote or?
That's what I said.
I mean, is she typing them?
So, but the funny thing is, she's so my daughter that she basically has gone in and sent clandestinely or just randomly sent me links to YouTube videos of links about how the iPad Pro is better than the Surface.
So is she manipulating your social media?
She's manipulating my social media.
And so all your ads are iPad Pro ads right now?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well done.
And she's, you know.
Is that Grace?
Yeah, it's Grace. So she's going through and.
That is epic.
And she wants to go on. She wants to go on a date this weekend that she can go and take me to the Apple store to be able to play with an iPad Pro.
Okay.
So it's annoying. I'm being the good dad and listening right now, but
I think it's fantastic that she's manipulated.
She knows how to do this. And actually today in class, I do believe their school is getting a one of those internet safety, social media safety for kids lectures or something like that in middle school. So it's like, yep. The funny thing is that she even admitted that she is very much like me, where she just researches stuff to death. And then finds all the different angles and finds the points and then puts them together. I'm like, if you would only put this much effort into school.
Right?
As you do for everything else that you're doing. She knows all the best cases to buy for the phone, all the best type of nail polish to get, the nail polish solutions. She's also researching beanbags. We set up a one of the rooms in the house. We've turned into an upstairs media room.
Oh, so you have a secondary.
Which is awesome. And Pierre can account to this when he was over at my place a while ago. He's like, we were downstairs in the kitchen living room area, and there were no kids around. Because Mac was in his man cave with all of his stuff. And then teenagers. The girls were upstairs in theirs with all of their stuff. And we literally don't see them. And I'm like, is this what it like when they move out of the house? It's empty.
So
I can watch my Curse of Oak Island shows and not get yelled at.
Kids. I have to mention somebody's just joined the show. Huh? Our good friend Corey Hines.
Yikes!
Oh my!
I don't know that he's ever visited the program.
No, I don't think he has.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So apparently our social media is working because the only way he would know to click the link is if it popped up on Facebook.
I know, eh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's pretty good.
Always good to have a person from The Rock.
It is. Joining us. It is. What?
He's originally from Newfoundland.
I know.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Welcome to The Rock.
So, actually, did he survive for Florida okay? Okay. Your data center to DR. And then didn't have any downtime and came back again.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming he survived. He does have multiple boats.
He does have multiple boats.
So he'd be okay in the boats.
Yes.
But yeah, cool.
No, I think he's all good there.
So that's been my beer money.
Yeah.
Social media discussions with my daughter around iPad Pro versus Surface. I've never used an iPad Pencil before. Have you used an iPad Pencil? It's got the connector on the back where the eraser is, and you stick it into the bottom of the pad to charge it.
Oh yeah,
that's how you charge it.
Okay,
it's $100.
Yep,
just for the pencil, and apparently the pencil is better than the Surface Pencil, and on a Surface machine, according to the stuff that I've seen. Have you ever tried it out before?
Don't need to because I'm actually just happy. I mean, and to be honest with you, I'm actually no longer using a Surface device.
You're no longer using your pencil, your Surface Pen, because I lost it.
Well, that was part of the reason why I needed to
move away
from the system because I needed a device.
What device are you using?
So I am using the Lenovo X1 Yoga Gen 2 with the nice OLED display.
Oh, yeah?
It also has a pen-like device that I discovered
just
completely by accident mistake. Because it's
you press the button and the thing shot out.
No, it's not a button. It just I'm like, what is this? And I put it up. I'm like, oh my gosh! And I started using it. Now I am not. I prefer the feel of the Surface one, but that's just a feel. In terms of actually taking notes and doing the things I needed to do, it's just fine. So I've not had an issue, and I've not had a reason to try to go over to.
I would use the pen more on my Surface if I could find my pen for the Surface, or if I could find your pen for the Surface.
You know, so I was trying. I was my pen.
I was trying to actually take my Surface and show Grace just what you could do with it with a pen, and I couldn't find the pen anywhere, so it didn't work.
You used my pen for 10 minutes in the other studio and managed to lose it.
It's gone. So I guess you need to buy a replacement pen. They should sell pen insurance.
They have pens at the company store.
You still
got to buy them.
You still would not qualify for pen insurance.
I think I would care to say I am probably worse off hanging on to the pen than I am with hygrometers that don't break. Because you know my hygrometers.
There's no such thing as a hygrometer that doesn't break. No, you've proven that out.
I literally have a stockpile of 6 hygrometers for beer making inside of the storage area because I always break them. I actually was thinking of that just because I used it yesterday.
Did you replace the one that you had broken last time?
No, I got one left. So I've got to go buy some more. But I'm not allowed to buy anything because it makes great Christmas presents. Because they're $13 a piece, hygrometers. So
my wife has hygrometers. Kara Patch and Swift.
Hold on a second. Is he going to get an Amazon, one of those Amazon buttons for the hygrometer so they just push the button?
He already has one.
Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't need one. It already exists.
He's probably got it on the subscription.
Yeah. So send one every 2 months.
Send one every two months.
Exactly. If they would sell them on Amazon for the ones that I like, then I would get it. If they don't. The ones I like are from Williams Brewing out in California. Gotcha. So that has been beer money type stuff. This show is.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the iPad. I'll be honest with you. I use an iPad Mini as a.
It's like second gen, third gen, probably.
Herbie's thing is
it needs to be fourth gen.
Yeah, so this is, I think it's the third gen, but all the Mini is it's a media consumption device because I live on airplanes now.
Right.
Exactly.
So your media consumption device becomes this big. That's her thought.
Oh, God.
I'm like, what kind of apps are you going to use to them?
Yeah.
I'm like, probably just watching YouTube.
but she's taking notes, so she's going to have to use something.
Well,
I assume OneNote works. Yeah, but
that's what I said. You can use OneNote, but OneNote's actually better on the Surface than it is on the iPad because the iPad's only the mobile version of the OneNote.
Right.
Yep. And then she says, well, Dad, I hate OneNote.
What?
And I said, wash your mouth out with soap. What are you talking about? You hate OneNote. I live in OneNote. I live and breathe it. I've got so many OneNotes, I lost track of how many OneNotes I have. I think it's just because she hasn't been brainwashed about or indoctrinated about how you can use OneNote.
Yeah, she's been indoctrinated about all the other stuff.
Right. So the issue has been, I think she's had a bad experience with one of her teachers that has taught her how to use OneNote specifically for their course and has not learned about all the coolness you can do.
Oh, gotcha.
So what I need to do is I should probably talk to, what's your name? CVP OneNote, Laura. What's her name?
I don't know.
Oh, Anne?
No. I think it's Laura. She's on Threadzilla's.
Yeah, I think it's Anne.
Anyway, I need to find out. I need someone to send me social.
You get sucked into Threadzilla.
I need someone to basically do the research for me and find the coolest, best OneNote examples that are done.
I'm looking at my phone.
For stuff.
So you want somebody else to do your job for you?
No, it's just there's so many. I don't.
Oh, you're right. It is Laura. It's Laura Butler.
Yeah. So I need to find who is the OneNote evangelist besides the informal evangelist title that I assume for OneNote.
Well, she's the VP. She may be able to tell you the coolest feature.
So that's it.
I mean, what is or? Maybe, I mean, we do have some people that are involved in the tech industry.
True.
Use it. Does somebody have the killer feature?
Well, it's not about the killer feature. It's the quick, slick, 5-minute demo. No, it's
here's the killer reason why you use the product, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
For a kid, for a teenager,
for a tweens. No, she's a teen.
Well, she's a true teen.
She's
isn't
a 13.
She? Yeah, she's 13.
She's a Yabbit.
Is she 13 now?
Yes.
Yeah, she's got to be because mine's 13. But
yeah, she is. She's turning 14 in March.
Yeah.
Dude, she's a Yabbit already.
Wow.
My nephew just turned into a Yabbit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
They say yeah, but prior to 13, they can't use yeah, but
yeah.
Got Pierre it. Says his college girls both use OneNote and swear by it.
Everybody uses it.
I do it all the time.
I use it.
And she would be using
my
it.
My team uses it.
She'd be
it.
Using it on the iPad Pro too.
I was able to.
No, she's not going to use it on iPad Pro because I'm not going to buy her one. I'm like, you're welcome to make your own money and buy your own.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I'm not going to do
those things are $900, dude.
I know. It's the same.
That's
A Surface 4 is going to be around the same price.
It's actually less because right now
sales go down, right? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So yeah. I did a lot of beer money while I was in New York.
Yeah, I saw that.
You do an amplifying
song? Okay, so this is what I wanted to get to. I was waiting for you to shut up.
Nice.
You did like 19 amplify installs when you were away. Because every time I looked on Twitter, you were installing another Amplify, and it took you even less time.
Yeah.
So Amplify is made by
Ubiquiti,
which we use their Unify kit. Yeah, because when we finally made the decision to upgrade, it was like a week before they brought out Amplify.
Right.
Right.
So, which is fine. I'm okay with the kit that I have.
Yep.
I like enterprise class gear. That's exactly. That's totally fine for me. But let's talk about the Amplify.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. So the first area of concern that I have is the box itself, the device itself, that it just doesn't have, like, where do you put the thing?
I put it in their guest room, which was second floor, where their cable
it doesn't stick out like a sore thumb.
It's a box with a cutesy little front end design.
Yeah, it totally.
It looks beautiful.
It looks
beautiful. Looks like a clock radio kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it looks like a clock radio. And it's no bigger than like a
smaller Amazon than a bread box
or a Google Home or.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought they were larger than that. Okay.
No. Yeah. And I mean, it was beautiful to set up. Four Ethernet ports on the back. And then it had one Ethernet port for the internet coming
in. So you can still use some wire connections there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course, because my sister has Philips Hue, Sonos, you know, anything Apple related. It's.
Yeah.
And then it plugged in. It was literally 5 minutes setup, and it was up and running.
And so is it? And it has a built-in security gateway kind of system, right? You've got your routing, and it's got the Wi-Fi's in it.
Yep.
And then how do you extend the Wi-Fi with?
So then they have these secondary devices, which are basically a plug and an antenna.
So, like, literally just sticks in the wall jacket.
Exactly.
Jack.
It's called plug.
Wall plug, jack.
Then you go to the app on the phone, and you say, add extender.
Yeah.
And it adds it to the network.
Yeah. And then how powerful are the extenders? Do you need to have, like, a bunch of them in the house, or?
We could have gotten away at my sister's house with, like, two total. Base station and one.
And how big is this house? Just give me a general idea.
About
square footage.
3,000 square feet. Two floors.
Okay. Yeah, bless you.
But my sister wanted to go a little overboard. So the guest room's kind of in the middle of the second floor.
Okay.
We put a range extender in the front of the house on the first floor.
Fair enough.
Another one in the kitchen pantry, which covers the
first
The first floor, the dining room and all that. And then we put one up in the attic to the back of the house. Because my nephew and niece have this nice sport court up above the back of the house.
Ah.
And I was getting 40 megabits down outside at the basketball hoop.
We bought the wrong system.
Can you share the Wi-Fi SSID and password, please? Anyone in New York can use this, apparently, because you got that much coverage.
Apparently, you're covering the entire city.
No coverage. All of Hoboken is covered
now. No kidding. Coverage on the island.
Nice.
On the fives.
Okay. Now, in your tweet stream, apparently there was a problem with one of them.
Yes.
But then you had it resolved by having a new one sent to you by Amazon as a replacement.
Correct. Because she purchased it from Amazon, so the base station actually went bad. Like the radios, after 2 hours, just died.
So it's a faulty product, covered under warranty.
Yeah. I sat with a customer support person on my Surface connected through my iPhone and said, hey, okay, they had me try things. I said, hey, by the way, I have a Wi-Fi tool that tells me stuff. And then, oh, great. I'm right next to it, and here's the energy level of the Wi-Fi. They're like, yeah, no, that should be like
that's wrong.
Way bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they said, yeah, the radio died.
Yeah.
So they were going to, they sent me to the RMA department and said, we'll get one expedited. Well, expedited for their RMA department was like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Well, can I just call Amazon, right?
Well, she purchased it through Amazon. I had her jump into Amazon and I want to, she didn't want to return.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, would you like a replacement?
Yes.
Be there Saturday.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, Prime is
Prime.
A good thing.
Prime's
yeah.
awesome.
Prime in New York is actually really awesome because
it is.
Don't they have people like show up on
multiple
bike
hours? Yeah,
yeah,
like, yeah.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. The you can
LeBron, LeBron James will come
day.
Over and drop stuff off for you.
Well, so I did a same day to my hotel, and it was a couple of hours.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did. They wouldn't do the replacement on a same day.
Right. No, I understand.
Really sucked.
Yeah.
But So we got it all set up. In fact, the app works great. In fact, I've got the app connected so I can even manage it remotely when she's having problems. In fact, she actually called me or texted me on the plane saying, I'm having a problem getting something. And I took a look. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's here. Let me reset it.
Nice.
And she was like, that's too cool.
Not bad.
Yeah. So.
Not bad. So is this, that was beer money still. I was going to say we haven't talked about random spending yet. We're getting there.
But and then the other beer money I had to do for her is she dropped her Buffalo Naz from about 6 feet because it was on a shelf.
Was it on?
Yes, and it had all of her data.
And the drives go wee-wee-wee-wee.
Yeah, I'm putting the drive through whatever I can to try and recover everything, including videos of Dad before he passed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm doing what I can.
Data recovery.
Yeah.
Still doing it, aren't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Hours and hours and hours just trying to
I've got a tool running that says it's going to take like another 5 days. Oof.
Did you put it in the freezer?
Not yet. I haven't tried that yet.
That sometimes works.
It does.
Yeah. Let's talk random spending.
Have you random spent?
Uh-huh.
Travel. He's like happier than a
guess what?
Black Friday, baby.
Black Friday. I did not buy.
Oh, Cyber Monday, actually.
I did not buy anything on Black Friday.
I did not buy anything on Black Friday, but Cyber Monday. Yeah.
So what'd you buy?
I got the Wink 2 hub.
I thought you already had the Wink 2.
Nope.
So how you been doing all your home stuff? Just individually?
Just individually right now, because I don't have much right now. Okay. It's all coming in though.
Nice.
Packages and packages. And then I've got faucets. And
you've got intelligent sinks. Smart faucets coming?
No, just faucets and sinks. So we're doing a whole
your faucet is dripping.
Hey, do you want to do some demo this weekend?
Sure, man. I'm just hanging out.
We just need to remove the bathroom counters and the sink and then pull up some linoleum.
I have a great hammer for that.
We need to still make sure the cabinet isn't destroyed underneath.
That's easy. You hit upwards. It works. Trust me. I'm good. I'll be over.
Do you know how to remove linoleum?
Yeah, big scraper.
Okay.
And a razor blade. And a...
my insurance can't cover this.
A short length of electrical wire, too. I don't need anything. Just the plug and then the bare wires at the end. So it works great.
I want to Google this because I don't think this is an option.
There is a way that you can do it using gasoline, but that leaves a residue. So I don't want to use the gasoline method.
No gasoline, no electricity. I have a hard enough time with you around razor blades.
Got it. So we can do it.
Okay.
There's no razors in the bathroom, is there?
No,
it's a guest bathroom. No razors in the bathroom?
No.
Okay, we're good.
Okay.
I can help you.
I don't know why.
I can help
why you. Did you ask?
The word. So demolition.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I'm not wrong.
Well, so no. You come over and just hang out, and he'll just destroy stuff anyway.
It'll just happen.
Just target me. That's all. Narrow me in.
Yeah, so like I said, we're doing a remodel, so there's been a bunch of stuff purchased for that. And it's all just showing up at the house.
Are you doing any smart technology in the bathroom?
Yeah, no, not in those bathrooms.
Why not?
I don't need it.
You could do like lights through control or something like that.
I don't know because no,
it could detect the amount of sulfur smell and then change red as opposed to green as you go in there if you wanted to.
So what I'm doing targeted closing, nice. So what I'm doing is with the smart stuff. So we were looking at the smart locks for the doors.
Which one?
Not quite there.
Slaggy.
The Schlage.
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 Yeah, I got the
Still not there yet. Haven't made that decision yet, but the garage door controller for sure. And then my lighting, I'm being very, very specific and targeted where I put smart dimmers and smart switches.
I'm thinking about them. I'm my first target for one.
Yeah. So there's the lights that are on in the hallway upstairs constantly that the kids just leave on.
Annoying.
Those are going on dimmers that are smart.
Dimmers?
Yeah.
Why dimmers? Not just on
Because
off.
If the lights are on and they need the lights on, just at least have them dim, right?
True.
Same thing for the when we replace, so we're doing a bunch of work in the kitchen. We're adding new ports and switches and new lights because like the light over the sink is on the same switch that's on the big lights.
Right.
So I want that separated out. That'll go on a dimmer.
Yeah.
The dining room will go on a dimmer, but not a smart dimmer, just a normal dimmer because we don't use the dining room all that often. So it doesn't make sense. But the hallway lights will go on a smart.
Right.
One. And then we're going to put a smart switch up in the game room upstairs. It's just on and off because the girls leave it on.
Right.
And it's just like, yeah. So
Pierre's got a good idea.
What's that?
The on-air light on the bathroom door.
Nice. An on-air light in the bathroom door. No, we don't do the show from the restroom. But yeah, so lots of random spending there. What did you random spend? Because you didn't buy anything on Black Friday.
I didn't buy anything on Black Friday, but I installed my Ecobee. So now I have my Ecobee 4.
Now, did you get the 4? So you've got Alexa.
I have Alexa, and I actually set it up. And I'm regretting setting it up because now the kids know there's an Alexa in the house. And so they're constantly, I'm in there, and all of a sudden say, Alexa, play popular radio on bedroom. And all of a sudden, boom, the Sonos will kick in and start playing music over
there. Oh, you've integrated it with Sonos.
Yeah, it's a skill. You just keep on adding more skills to it.
Yeah.
But why don't we not say the name in case somebody's listening to the podcast?
Alexa, sing happy birthday. Because apparently
Alexa,
she'll do that.
Add toilet paper to the shopping list.
So the neat thing is when you add the Wink skill to Alexa, it means that it will interface with the Wink Hub. And any device you have on the Wink Hub now becomes controllable by Alexa. And then you also have the ability to have the Sonos hooked into Alexa as well for music. And then as you add more and more stuff, it also is controllable as well. So because it's done, Alexa is only able to listen to a very small subset of stuff because she's inside the hallway. She's not in the main living area. And she also has a really crappy speaker because it's coming from the little teeny tiny. It's like the equivalent of a puck, right? The Alexa puck.
Yes.
The good thing is you can't say, Alexa, buy me the puck, and it's not going to work. Or Alexa, go off and buy me new coffee or something like that. Because it gets in the wrong space.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. But now the kids want to have the little Alexa pucks inside their bedrooms.
Yes, that's
And the only reason why they want them
too.
Is to be able to control their music. That's it. Right?
Or my daughter wants to ask it questions.
I know. So I'm thinking.
I'm like, you have a phone.
I know. So I'm thinking, why don't I get them the Invoke? Because the Invoke actually is a really good audio speaker for music.
That's just cruel.
It is.
And it also is smart enough to be able to do the stuff that they want to do, which is talk about stupid jokes and do different things and integrate with Sonos and stuff like that. And then it's just inside
the room. But if you have Sonos, why would you use that?
What?
As a speaker. Like, you're not going to play music on it if you've got Sonos.
You can tell her to play it on the Sonos as opposed to playing
it
on
the Sonos. Right, no, which is why you would use the puck versus the...
But I don't... The problem is if you have it on the puck, then it's tied into their room and Alexa hears everything that you're saying and
I hear
and
you.
Stuff
I get
doing.
It completely. We need a smaller version.
No. That's
don't
the problem.
Even get me started.
So anyway, the one item I want
the smaller version.
The one item I was
I
contemplating buying...
when it was actually relevant.
The one item I was actually going to buy was the Invoke because it's on for $100 off on the Microsoft Black Friday deals.
Right.
I didn't do it. Yep. And I'm forbidden from purchasing anything from now until January because...
Pierre says, Alexa, order iPad Pro.
that's what I snorted at earlier. That one.
I'm just waiting for Gracie to say that as she walks past
the Ecobee. What do you think of the Ecobee? I'll change the topic
so,
again.
Thank you. So the Alexa turn up the temperature option is pretty cool. Or Alexa turn off the temperature or whatever it is.
Yep.
The Ecobee, I was up and troubleshooting because I did not have the C wire, the control wire, down at
the furnace.
At the furnace level for the thing. And then I'm upstairs and I'm looking at all the stuff. I've got the thing cranked off. I'm looking at stuff and I'm like, I don't have this wire, but I've got that wire. And this looks like it's the control wire, but it doesn't say control. So I actually called tech support and I sent them pictures what it was. And it turns out I did have the control wire.
It just wasn't connected.
It wasn't connected.
But
it was there.
Yep.
And so I'm like, really? I mean, I'm like, okay, well, it saves me having to put on this stupid power module thingy. And then I was done. And then so the Ecobee, like you, has the main level and then a remote sensor you put upstairs.
Correct.
And then it's smart enough to know if there's no movement for an hour inside of those two rooms that no one's there, and therefore it turns down the temperature and then brings it back up again, stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. And I love that for the Ecobee.
Do you have two furnaces? Do you have two thermostats, or you just have one thermostat that controls
one thermostat with one remote sensor?
Okay.
You can buy more remote sensors.
No, I know. I'm looking at buying a second
Because
I only need one more. Do you need just one more?
Well, I have one downstairs in the main floor, and I got one in my bedroom. And that basically averages.
So I think you buy them. I think you buy them in two packs. I don't think they come individually.
Well, mine was provided to me as.
Well,
part
I know,
of the
and
floor.
I got one as part of my package. But I was thinking if I have to buy a two pack, maybe.
You want to give me one?
Split in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll buy a two pack.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Little splitters.
Or six packs.
Little splitters. I'll take another one.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I know. We're good. We're totally good.
Okay. Beer. Beer talk. We can leave now. I've got a Canadian modeled Honey Brown, which is modeled after the Schliemann's version of Honey Brown. Schliemann's Honey Brown.
Schliemann's Honey
Brown. That is basically done primary fermentation. I did the yeast dump, the trub dump, for the very first time using the conical fermenter, which is awesome. However, you must remove the airlock before you do it. Because otherwise, it doesn't allow...
Oh, the air comes in and it just mixes it all up?
So what happens was, I had the blow-off at the top, which comes down the side like a professional brewery and inside of a sanitizer solution. And then you open up the dump valve, and then all the stuff is at the bottom of the conical goes shooting out the dump valve. The problem is, it goes shooting out the dump valve and creates a negative space above it, and then it tries to suck... the
everything back in
back
oh
up
no
at the top not the yeast the sanitizer
no I know
solution. The problem was there was too much of a distance to get back up to the top. Oh. So it basically airlocked and stopped the dump, and then all of a sudden this big whoop went back up inside the air the dump, come back up, which basically stirred up all the yeast on the inside of the beer. And so I had to close it.
Did you suck sanitizer into the beer too?
No, it didn't, because it had to go up too far.
Yeah.
But basically, it made it so that I now have to cold crash the beer once again.
Yeah.
It's smelling awesome.
Nice.
I'm cold crashing it right now. I'm going to do another trub dump with the airlock open.
The proper
way, yeah, to be able to get the proper shoot out of the crap.
And this is after you've
fermented and boiled and everything else like that.
Nearly exploded the fermenter in the garage.
The part that's going to be interesting is it's not ready to do this yet, but I'm looking forward to when I'm done fermenting the beer and I can actually transfer the beer into the keg and filter it and then make it carbonated, is I'll be able to actually clean in place the CIP of that particular solution. And I now know that you can't leave everything clamped on and have liquid being heated up on the inside of it.
Why is that?
Apparently, air expands when it's hotter.
Really?
Liquid expands when it's hotter.
And what happens?
When the force will actually blow the top off.
Because it wants to rise?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway. I didn't break it. And it was fixable, so I'm glad. Because that would have been a really crappy thing to happen. Is use the very first
time. Well, that was my first... Well, actually, several of us on the Beer Team 6 social chat... I'm like, whoa, you could have really hurt the fermenter.
And everybody's
like,
is
the fermenter okay? And that was your first thing. Like, no, you guys aren't even asking about me. And we're like, yeah, because at this point, we just expect something bad to happen.
Exactly.
So we just want to make sure that our cool stuff isn't broken.
I was actually shocked that he didn't have to go to the hospital.
Yeah. I was not in the room when it happened. I come into the garage from the main area, and I noticed the fact that it's now spewing stuff all over the floor because the lid came off and it's spewing out of the bottom of the lid. And there is sanitizer all over my ceiling and everywhere else. So I've got a very clean garage. and I now know. So what I've done is I've now modified the CIP valve to have a pressure release so that it doesn't happen again.
I just can picture you walking into the garage.
It's foamy stuff just dripping off the ceiling. Yes. Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, if you have three work safe words for the naming of our final episode of 2018, the Festivus holiday special, which hopefully is better than the Star Wars holiday special, please put your comments in the Facebooks and we'll go ahead and name the program for 2 weeks' time. I'm sorry. Because I've been in the garage so much, it's just I can literally see this happening.
I think we got three good ones.
What do we have?
Demolition Advent Airplane.
Okay, that'll work.
Make it so.
Make it so. Number one, make it so. Yeah.
Done.
Done and dusted?
Done and dusted.
Okay, brilliant. I don't even know who's on the program.
I have one more beer talk thing.
Okay, we've got 2 minutes. One minute.
I have procured and made artisanal homemade alcoholic ginger beer from a company that specializes in pre-prohibition craft cocktails in Las Vegas. They make a kit, a very beautiful kit, of a single-gallon jug of alcoholic ginger beer. And if this proves to be correct, this ginger beer will be 6.5%. And it's almost done fermented. I can't wait. It's going to make amazing Moscow mules.
Mmm, tasty.
So stay tuned.
Well, that is it again for another episode of the Patch and Switch program.
What?
It's been great being back.
Is the band playing?
The band is playing. Do you not hear them?
I can't. I'm telling you, I set my mic down or something.
Here, I'll just turn this up for you. Anyway, big thanks to everybody who joined us. I saw Crystal, Super Crystal jump in, so hello and goodbye. Kevin Remdy, Steve Enns, Patrick, Ed, Pierre Roman, Frederick jumped in as well. Jay Flo, I can't see
who's
all
in. Yeah,
we gotta figure it out. That's all right, we're back in 2 weeks' time for the Festivus show. At least I hope to be here.
15th.
Yeah, if not,
it works out.
I'll see you next time. Have a weekend, everybody.